this is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So 10 years after the fact, they've come out with a sequel to Zombieland, which was a really funny and clever take on a zombie apocalypse, you know, 10 years ago. I guess they've been wanting to make a sequel for years, but I don't know. Cast members, maybe they got busy. They became more than up-and-comers. They started getting nominated and winning Oscars, and I guess they couldn't get it together. But really, 10 years? It's kind of the perfect time between zombie lands because, you know, now it's a welcome reunion instead of a quickie money grab sequel. And also coming 10 years later gives the movie a whole new era of snarky, sarcastic pop culture jokes and one-liners, along with the zombie mayhem and, you know, the gory headshots. It's crazy, though, how timeless zombies in general are, right? People love the zombies. They just keep eating the brains. They keep getting their heads blown off. But see, here's the thing. Maybe it's because of this. Maybe something that's already dead just doesn't die all that easily. That's the only thing I can come up with. So here we go again with Double Tap. Now that works as a catchy sequel subtitle and a reference to one of the many rules of surviving the zombie apocalypse that were laid out in the first movie by Columbus, the OCD survivor played by Jesse Eisenberg, and him along with Wichita, once again, Emma Stone, Little Rock, Abigail Breslin, and Tallahassee, the crazed zombie hunter gleefully played by Woody Harrelson. They're still on the lonely roads of what was once America. And that road, at least at the beginning of this movie, leads them to the deserted White House, where they move in and they take it over for a while. But there, the family unit fractures. Stone and Breslin take off, and like the first movie, Eisenberg and Woody go after them, and that leads them to meeting new folks along the way. Amidst tons of zombie gore and mayhem, they meet a pretty funny Valley Girl type who almost steals the movie. They go to Graceland, they meet their bizarro selves, and they end up at a hippie commune with a new strain of super zombies that cause even more mayhem. Yeah, it's dumb, but it's also smart at the same time, and for something that should be way more stale and pointless than it is, somehow it feels fresh again. Not required viewing, but if you do go see it, you'll have fun watching it. But what is required is sticking around for the closing credits. Otherwise, you'll miss the unsurprising surprise cameo. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? You can get those at 93XRT.com. You can get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.